This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Jungle Deep. The podcast that explores the tropical lifestyle. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Jungle Deep. This is your host, Dr. Jones. We are on safari, and I'm here with you to learn, to have fun, and to explore the jungle. Welcome to Jungle Deep. We have some terrific guests coming in future episodes. Let me tell you about them. We will have a conversation with a young conservation activist. I call her a rock star of conservation. She is Allie Boyer, a 14-year-old who cares about wildlife and decided to do something about species extinction. Allie has raised thousands of dollars to help save orangutans. We will learn how she did it. Promised to our listeners for many, many weeks now, finally in February, we will feature our conversation with the one I call the real Tarzan of Africa, DeWitt DeToy. DeWitt lives in Africa and has been in training for Tarzan for years now. He has an amazing and inspiring story to tell. Don't miss it. You can learn more about our fascinating scheduled guest in the coming up section of our homepage at jungledeep.com. Our music today is Mombasa Twilight and Lebe Lebe, both from the African Dawn album by World Disc Productions. This is part two of our conversation with character actor and star of the 1959 Hollywood movie Tarzan the Ape Man, Mr. Denny Miller. In part one, we got to hear about Denny's early experiences in Hollywood and playing the part of Tarzan. We heard that the Asian elephants used in the movie had to wear rubber ears to look like African elephants. The riding elephants entailed using ladders to mount them. And since a saddle was out of the question, Tarzan has to worry about a bad chafing problem, as he wore only a loincloth while sitting on the elephant's rough and bristly back. And apparently, Tarzans all over the world are vulnerable to occasional sudden nasty bites from their co-stars and friends, the chimpanzees. Denny Miller has always been an athlete and fitness aficionado. Denny tells of often getting parts in TV shows in the 60s so that the hero of the show had someone bigger and more menacing than he to beat up and look good doing it. Mr. Miller acted in over 200 titles and numerous commercials. His most recent and notable commercial was as the Gorton's Fisherman. Today, he is still athletic and writing books about health and exercise. His latest book, just released, is called Me Tarzan, You Train. You can access photos and links to his books and movie career on the show notes page for this podcast at our jungledeep.com website. Welcome to the conclusion of our conversation with Denny Miller.
One Tarzan, Gordon Scott, rode a rhinoceros.
Oh, you're kidding.
And he was crazy. They didn't ask me to. Everybody thinks you know everything about animals, strange animals, jungle animals, whatever. I'm looking at, on a wall in my office, is this 7 foot by 5 foot by 10 inches thick laminated chunk of wood. and an artist friend of mine, a sculptor, has carved a charging rhino in that wood. Looks like it's coming right at me. Now, my wife has a sense of humor. In the rhino's mouth is a charger card. So it's really a charging rhino.
Yes, it is. It sounds pretty impressive, too. I bet it's a impressive piece.
It is. It is. The two guys that came here with one of those jacks that you use for trucks and everything, and he hurt his back and had to go to the hospital after they put... They sunk titanium bolts into the wall so it would not fall. It weighs about 600 or 700 pounds.
Well, now, Denny, I want to ask you about the Tarzan character. When you were doing it, did you get into the Tarzan lore at the time? Or was that something that you became more aware of after you did the film?
A little bit of both, I would say, after more than before. Recently, through the years, I've become more aware of it. When I got the part, they set me all by myself in a projection room down in the basement of MGM, and they showed me one after another of all the Tarzan.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. I had that as a lesson of what not to do and what to try to do, and maybe add a little fun to it or something. But I must admit, I didn't play Tarzan, and the script didn't mention it, having conservation of the jungle mentioned.
In those days, I'm not surprised, yeah. They weren't very concerned about that stuff back then.
No, and most of the guys, including me, didn't know that the lungs of the world were being cut down. That's what that forest is out there, the biggest oxygen plant in the world, and they're doing away with them really quick.
Yeah, most of it's gone already.
I hope that some future Tarzan will be able to bring the subject up.
Oh, sure. We're actually doing a little bit of that even with our podcast and our website. Tell me, Denny, did you ever wish that you could play Tarzan again? Was it something you felt, you know, like you had fun doing it and it was over and you kind of forgot about it? Or was it something you thought you'd like to do again someday?
Oh, I loved it. I really loved it. And I loved it for several reasons. With my education in physical education, it helped me put down Tarzan, and people think you're in shape whether you are or not. And I was. And most of the Tarzan guys have been, you know, Olympic gold medal winners. Buster Crabb and Johnny Weissmuller and Glenn Morris was a decathlete and gold medal winner in Berlin. And so I was a misplaced basketball player. My profession is physical education, and my career has been acting up until recently when I've written three books, two of which are about fitness. My latest book, I think you probably read it on my website, it's called Me Tarzan, You Train.
You bet, yeah.
It helps that I had quite a few. I got them from George McWhorter at Louisville, the largest collection of Edgar Rice Burroughs memorabilia, and George has pictures, photographs of every Tarzan that played the role. That's where I got him for the book.
Well, in a way, we think of Tarzan as kind of representing someone who's in tune with nature and protects wild animals and kind of represents our cause, but he also represents physical fitness, and in a way he represents a passion of yours, because as a character he's always been identified as being extremely strong and agile and healthy.
Yes.
In tune with nature in that way through his body. And that's something you've had a career about as well and still do. You still do. You're promoting this stuff to this very day, and that's what your book's about as well.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Let's hear about this book of yours and how, at this point in your life, you're still so active in physical fitness.
Well, most of the parts that you've seen listed on my IMDb, International Movie Database, or on my website, I had to be physical. I had to look. I got beaten up by most stars in Hollywood because I looked stronger and bigger than they were. And and so, you know, everybody from Tom Selleck to Charles Bronson to you name it, I get pounded into the dirt and they walk off into the sunset with a girl and I'm spitting dust. But most of the parts, good or bad guys on the screen, were physical. And some of them weren't too intelligent, and some of them were really mean. But the physicality of me, when I walked through the door, you knew one way or another I was going to do something pretty active on the screen. What was a great motivation through the years to stay in good shape, and I did. I still work out, not near as much weight as I used to and not near as many times a week, but I still do, and I feel good for it. Everybody that does, not just me, everybody that... I saw Dick Van Dyke recently on Jay Leno, and Jay introduced him. Dick gave a high kick and danced to his chair. And then they talked for a while, and they cut away to commercial. And when you come back, Dick is up out of his chair doing another dance. And Jay says, "Hey, how do you do that?" And Dick Van Dyke says, "Do what?" And he says, "You're just active all the time and everything. What's your secret?" And all he said was, "Keep moving." And it was so simple and so correct. And that's what he does to entertain us and inspire us. I mean, if you want to live your life in a phone booth, don't do anything physical. And you probably end up with in a self-made straitjacket, and your range of motion will be just what you could do in a phone booth. If you keep moving, you'll be more agile, you'll be stronger, you're more enduring, you'll sleep better, your immune system is stronger. That's what the book is about.
Ginger,
You are listening to
Jungle Deep.
Hello, this is Dr. Jones. I believe that the destruction of the tropical rainforest is humankind's greatest environmental problem. Not climate change, not pollution, not nuclear waste, not food production, not a whole host of topics you could add to the list. I care about these things, and I have to admit that climate change and the depletion of the oceans have my particular attention. But I know that the destruction of the tropical rainforest is number one. Now, I would not be surprised if you told me that none of the people around you in your daily life are doing anything to help save the remaining tropical rainforest. We obviously have to change this situation. Many people do not take action on this issue because they're confused about what to do. Confusion breeds inaction. Well, I have a solution. Visit the Jungle Deep website and look in the directory at the top of the show homepage for my new article called How Can I Help Save the Rainforest? It includes my 5 steps to saving the rainforest. It's simple, direct, clear-cut. Oh, I probably shouldn't have used that expression. It's direct and it's simple. Anyone can follow these steps, and everyone should. Get a copy into the hands of everyone around you. At the very least, it's a great conversation starter. And together, when there is enough of us taking action, we will save both humanity and the planet. Read and print out the list, 5 Steps to Saving the Rainforest, from the Jungle Deep website. Go to jungledeep.com and click in the directory on How Can I Help Save the Rainforest?
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
What if you could protect the life of your cat with something so simple and affordable that you already use every day? Get ready for the evolution of kitty litter. It's Pretty Litter. Along with all the features you've come to expect from your kitty litter, Pretty Litter's patented and scientific formula will also monitor your cat's health and detect illnesses early while providing industry-leading odor control. 2 kitty litters, same cat, same price. But there's one important difference. Pretty Litter reacts to your cat's waste by detecting health issues simply by changing color. And the key is that Pretty Litter detects these issues before your cat shows symptoms of physical illness or pain, likely saving you major dollars in vet bills while protecting the health of your cat. What do you think, little guy? Ready to switch litter? Pretty Litter. Colorful insight into your cat's health.
Go to prettylittercats.com/cat101 or use coupon code CAT101 to get 20% off your first subscription order.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye,
Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye. Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye. Au au au,
he uyo.
Au au au,
he uyo.
Au au au,
he
welembe lembe 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 le, Alisu bele. Au au au,
he uyo.
Au au au,
he uyo.
Au au au,
he
welembe lembe 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 le, Alisu bele. Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliye, Alisu Aliyo, Alisu Aliwe, Welembe Alisu Aliye, Au Au Au,
He Uyo,
Au Au Au,
He Uyo,
Au Au Au,
He
Welembe.
We've been fed this myth that exercise doesn't do you any good unless it hurts. And that's just baloney. Mm. No pain, no gain. N-O gain. Right?
Right.
That's for athletes.
Right.
If you want to be an athlete, if you want to throw a weight further than anybody in the world, or you want to jump higher or run faster, you got to be an athlete, and you ignore the pain barrier. The pain is there as a body's mechanism, built in, and it's a safety device. And if you ignore it, injuries will happen. When you look at football players and basketball players, anybody that's top-notch physical specimen because of what they do athletically, they look like a bunch of guys that are walking ads for Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They're covered with tape. They got pads here and there. They limp, and that's what you got to do if you want to excel as an athlete. I don't care whether it's weekend or on the Olympic level or the professional level. You got to go beyond the pain barrier.
Denny, is that the message of your book? Is your audience the athlete, or is it the average person?
No, it's the 99.999% of us who aren't athletes, who just want to live a little longer, enjoy life, and you can do it all without pain.
I see. So your message of your book is that you don't have to do a painful routine to be healthy. That's for athletes.
You just need
to keep moving in various ways. And I guess your book provides some guidance on what kind of moves to do, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, I used to have a gym. It was a converted barn in my backyard, and I filled it up with athletic exercise equipment and all that. And it was called the House of Reps. We had lessons one-on-one, up to six people. I turned into a governor. Don't do that much. People would come in the door on a Wednesday and say, I want to be in shape by noon tomorrow because I'm going to a dinner. You know?
Not too likely.
And it doesn't work that way. It's just a gradual, the bottom line is it's being kind to yourself. Start out with just walking around in the shallow end of a pool or the ocean. But when you feel something that hurts, that's painful, pay heed to it, listen to your body, and stop and do something else. Because it's not necessary. On the back cover of my book, it's No Gain, No Pain. K-N-O-W. I will guarantee you that most people will injure themselves if they ignore the pain, which is your body howling out, don't do that, it hurts. And if you listen, you won't have injuries. And that's the message of the book.
Well, I think that's a great message, one that probably speaks to people as they're getting older, because I know I swear exercise is just a lot more painful than it used to be. I find it more difficult because things get to hurting sooner than they used to. And I imagine as we get older, we may be trying to do too much too fast.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. You said it right there in one sentence. And the sad part about it, even sadder, is that when they hurt themselves, they turn around and use that pain, that injury, as an excuse not to ever exercise again. And the result of that is the obesity epidemic we have in our country. There's 76% of the people over 65 are really overweight, sometimes obese. And the next step is diabetes. And put those two things together and all the chronic diseases that go with it. The largest cause of blindness and amputation in the Western world is diabetes. It's past smoking. My brother smoked himself to death. He's been dead for 5 years, and he was 5 years younger than me. And I tried one way or another. Everybody that loved him tried to get him to stop smoking, and he wouldn't or couldn't or didn't. As a result, his last 10 years were hell. And that's what smoking can do to you. And diabetes is causing a lot of hell out there. And it's passed in preventable deaths in the United States. Diabetes is number one now.
It can be prevented through exercise.
That's right, and good diet, and getting rest. One of the chapters in my book is, for fast-acting relief, take a nap.
I like that. I like naps.
Yeah.
That works for
me. Yeah, I do too. I'm a professional napper. I've been for years. And, you know, if you get to Spain, countries like that that have siestas, you can't get anything at any store. Those people are serious about their naps.
And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Well, that's great. Well, I've got to ask you, Denny, if, as a representative of Tarzan, you know, you represent the Tarzan character, and I'm sure a lot of young people, kids in particular, would look up to you. And I'm wondering what kind of message you would like to give young people can be learned from that Tarzan experience. What do you say to young people that want to know what advice you have?
Pretty much like what Michelle, the First Lady Obama, is saying to the children of our nation.
So get out.
Be active. Be active. The best conditioned parts of our body, because of our technology, is our thumbs, playing games, sitting down, not going outside to play. I would suggest children of all ages go out and have some fun. If you make exercise fun, you'll continue to do it. And studies show that if you do it in a class or with just one friend or a relative, you'll last longer. You'll make it a lifestyle change. Instead of being a couch potato, you'll be out enjoying the outdoors, the fresh air, and moving around. I've seen recent studies that it helps you learn and think, because the circulation on aerobic exercise, walking, just walking. You don't have to run. You don't have to jog. Just walking. Blood gets pumped up, and it doesn't stop at your neck. It goes through your brain, and it feeds your brain. It's not rocket science. It's very simple. Keep moving. My dad, being a physical educator, he lived one day short of 90. Mom lived till she was 99.
Wow.
The older he got, he said, if I wake up and something doesn't hurt, I think I'm dead. He didn't exercise. He was just 90, you know? I mean, he exercised, but he kept moving And as a physical educator, he drilled it into at least half of his family. Kent didn't quite take to it like I did, but he was a much better basketball player.
Yeah.
He was a super athlete.
It sounds like, as a Tarzan, you would advise young people to get outside and climb a tree.
That's it. That's it. That's great exercise.
I want to thank you, Denny, for being on the show. You're an inspiration to many of us, and it's certainly been interesting to hear some of your early acting experiences and your participation in the Tarzan movies. And I want you to share with us, if you would, how people can find out more about you and your career and your books, like Me Tarzan, You Train.
They're all in my store on my website, which is all small case, D-E-N-N-Y dash MILLER.com. The dash is a horizontal dash. And that's necessary because another Denny Miller got there before me. And there's a store, and you can order any of a whole bunch of. And I mentioned my first book, which was an autobiography. I'll send you a copy. It's called Didn't You Used to Be What's His Name?
That's perfect for a character actor, isn't it? I mean, that's got to happen a lot.
You bet. That's what I say in the book. It did.
Fun stuff.
And that's the way to get a hold of me and order books and pictures. That's a simple way to do it.
Thanks again, Denny, for being with us and giving us this insight into your worlds. It's been a lot of fun to hear about. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Denny. Bye.
This concludes our two-part conversation with Tarzan actor Denny Miller. The music in this podcast has been, in the intro, Gerikonda Mix by Ken Jones with Apple Music Loops, excerpts from the wonderful album African Dawn, Voice of Celebration, Mombasa Twilight and Lebe Lebe by Worldis Productions. And the segment in our episode closing is by Don Tiki called Jungle Julie. Environmental education, wildlife preservation, tropical rainforest conservation, all wrapped up in fun, juicy, delicious American jungle culture of the past and present. Be sure to share Jungle Deep Podcast with your friends and coworkers. Contact me if you would like to reach our audience with your advertising message. Audience growth is especially important for Jungle Deep to succeed and prosper, so share the show. You can see beautiful photos and learn more about Jungle Deep at our website, jungledeep.com. You gotta check it out. Where else can you go for this kind of fun? Our show notes pages have valuable links for you. I invite you to email me at ken@jungledeep.com or follow me on Twitter. Search for Jungle Deep or KenJones56, all one word. I would love to hear your ideas for the show. Well, the show's over for today, so it's time to refill my Mai Tai, mount my elephant, and head back into the jungle.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.